Hello, and welcome to Tech Tip Tuesday Podcast, a show about giving educators useful technology ideas that can be used in class tomorrow.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Tip Tuesday. My name is Colby Burris, and I am an instructional technology coach for the Bradley County School System. It's great to be hosting another episode of the podcast. The show has been on a short break for the holidays, but we are back at it, and I'm excited for you to hear some of the new content that will be coming your way in the coming weeks. This week's episode features a tip that I learned from Matt Miller, author of Ditch That Textbook. You can learn more about Matt on his website, ditchthattextbook.com. This tip is all about using Google Slides to create animations for your students. This is something that you can do to create informative animations to use in your curriculum. Plus, it's something fun that your students can easily learn to do as well. I promise you, your students will absolutely love creating animations. The process is pretty much the same as creating a flipbook animation. I'm sure this is something everyone has done with a small notepad sometime in their life. I remember being in church as a young kid and my mom giving me a notepad and pencil to doodle with to keep me occupied during a long service. Most of the time, I would draw a stick figure riding a skateboard across the page and jumping a ramp. Each page of the notepad would advance my character across the page, and when I was finished drawing, I would quickly flip the pages to watch my stick figure come to life. When animating with Google Slides, each slide will gradually move objects around the screen in the same manner that each page of my flipbook moved my stick figure across the page. When you are finished, you will publish the project and adjust the URL so that the slides will advance quickly. The key to adjusting the playback speed is to look at the end of the URL where it says delay MS equals then a number. That number tells the browser how long to show each slide before auto-advancing. There are 1,000 milliseconds to a second, so 3,000 milliseconds would equal 3 seconds, which would be way too long when creating most animations. I would recommend starting with a delay of 300 and then adjusting to taste. If you would like more information about how to make animations on Google Slides, I have created a short tutorial video that you can find by checking out our show notes on bcstechnology.org. The uses for animations in the classroom is only limited by your imagination. Users can create animations to demonstrate a process such as the life cycle of a cell or the movement of troops during a historic battle. Students could write short stories that they can then bring to life with animations. In such a project, students could even take pictures of themselves to use in the animation. The possibilities are truly endless. I would suggest starting with a really simple animation to teach your students how the process works before assigning them a more intensive project. And now it's time for our Chrome extension of the week. This week's extension is Grammarly. Hands down, this is probably my most frequently used extension. For those that are unfamiliar with Grammarly, it is a digital writing tool that analyzes your text and gives suggestions for spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Once you have the extension installed, Grammarly will create a red underline below any potential issues. If you move your mouse over that text, you will receive a small pop-up with a suggestion to improve the issue. Simply click on that suggestion, and Grammarly will make the correction for you. It works great, and it is constantly helping me improve the quality of my emails. In the past few months, Grammarly released a new feature called Tone Detector. As you are composing an email, the extension will analyze your text and suggest what tone your content is suggesting. Suggestions range from forceful to formal to encouraging. It's a simple feature which can come in handy when you're trying to make sure that your choice of words is accurately portraying your message. While Grammarly offers a premium subscription model, the extension is free to use. I highly suggest you give it a shot, and I think you will be in love with it within a few emails.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Tip Tuesday. For more information about this episode, you can check out the show notes on our website, bcstechnology.org. If you are a new listener to Tech Tip Tuesday, subscribe to us on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. Be sure to check out the other Bradley County Schools Technology Podcast at bcstechnology.org/podcasts. You can connect with us on Twitter by searching for the username at TechnologyBCS and join in on the conversation by using the hashtag BCSTech.